The Nashville Symphony is nearly done digging itself out of a giant financial hole. After job cuts, salary reductions, and restructuring, the Symphony expects to no longer have a budget deficit starting next year. The Symphony's money problems began when the stock market crashed in 2008, and then came the 2010 flood, which filled the Skirmerhorn's basement with river water and resulted in a multi-million dollar repair bill. There have been some lean years to get there, and now a publicly released audit finds the organization was in the red by less than $1 million last year. That's a big improvement. CEO Alan Valentine says he's encouraged that it's not just the cost-cutting that's led to the turnaround.
The best news of all is that the biggest part of that improvement came from ticket sales and fundraising, which is a great sign because, you know, ultimately that's what's going to provide the sustainability long-term for the institution.
Valentine says the Symphony is trying to be as open as possible about its finances in order to rebuild community confidence. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.